Be present, Lord, that there might rise up among us the promised gift of your Holy Spirit. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. The joy of community is a gift of the Spirit. And today, this gift feels so much more blessed than we could have ever imagined 14 months ago. My heart has longed for the day of beginning to return in person to in-person worship. And we began this morning at our 8 o'clock service. This morning in the cathedral, we could very nearly feel the walls of our sacred space reach out to embrace each one of us in the love of God. My heart is full, overflowing really. And in 2 weeks, this 10:30 service will welcome those of you who are ready to gather in person inside the cathedral. And it will also be live streamed for those who are not yet ready to gather in person inside, and those in our blessed community of faith and friends who live at a distance. God bless you, dear ones in Christ. The cathedral stands ready to welcome us home. As I pray, study, reflect, walk and ponder, prepare and pray some more in my sermon preparation process, when it is my privilege to preach, and a privilege indeed on the day of Pentecost. This new beginning, as we slowly and carefully regather for in-person worship in our beloved cathedral, which has ached as I have for our presence, I often stop and take all of my preparation to sleep with me and see what the Holy Spirit will bring to my heart by morning. This Friday, I woke in the midst of a dream, a memory really, of the many children in a former parish running in and around us as they returned from the children's chapel on the day of Pentecost with handmade tongues of fire on their heads, whooshing here and there with the sounds of joy and laughter all around and among us. It always reminds me of the joy we are meant to find in our faith, which often eludes us. I believe we need a Pentecost right now. As Warren Carter writes in his commentary on our reading from the Acts of the Apostles, Pentecost is an interplay of tradition and new experience. The significance of the Pentecost festival changes over time, but one thing remains constant. It is associated with God giving good gifts to all people. At first, Pentecost was a festival of weeks or first fruits that occurred 7 weeks after Passover. It celebrated the harvest and expressed thanks for God's faithfulness in supplying the harvest for the whole household. Sons, daughters, male and female servants, strangers, orphans, widows. And then the significance of Pentecost changed. It came to be associated with the gift of the Ten Commandments as instructions for faithful living in the covenant with God. Now, in a third meaning, Pentecost is associated with God's giving the gift of the Spirit. God provides harvest, instruction for faithful living, and the Spirit that manifests God's presence and empowers faithful witness. God gives what people need. Wendy Farley expands this even more in her commentary. She wrote, as the post-resurrection followers of Jesus attempt to form community in his absence, Luke, the author of Acts, narrates this fiery baptism that inaugurates the gift of the Spirit to the members of the fledgling community. Luke places this event 50 days after Passover to coincide with this Jewish festival called Shavuot. As Jews celebrate the gift of Torah, Christians celebrate the coming of the Spirit. Luke further links Jewish and Christian communities by emphasizing that the prophecy from the book of Joel is for all humanity, for all people from every land and on, and all who call upon the name of the Lord. Crowley points out that Christians have sometimes heard these promises as applying only to them, going so far as to suggest they supersede the ancient promises made to the Jews, or ignoring that Jews are also recipients of this divine presence. The generosity of the Spirit instead invites us to celebrate with our Jewish siblings the variety of gifts God gives to the world, and to tune our spiritual senses to the unimaginable creativity of the Spirit moving throughout creation. Our Jewish friends identify something like the inbreaking of the Spirit as God's presence in history. This awareness can be defined at its starting point as an abiding astonishment. The religious person abides in wonder. Abraham Joshua Heschel, long revealed rabbi and leading Jewish theologian, strengthens this ethical dimension of wonder. He wrote, "In exposing ourselves to God, we discover the divine in ourselves and its correspondence to the divine beyond ourselves. That preparation of correspondence, our discovering how acts of human goodness are allied with transcendent holiness, the scene of the sacred context of our candid compassion, is our most precious insight." Weaving Jewish wisdom into our understanding of Pentecost, we may just remember that raw wonder at the very root of faithfulness, as well as the holiness of all acts of goodness and kindness. Pentecost challenges us, even in these days we have traveled, and especially in these days of deep challenge and loss. Pentecost challenges us to embrace with courage our life with the Spirit. The most dramatic sign of the Spirit is the miracle of mutual understanding. Women and men, slaves, free, Jews, Gentile proselytes, and people from every known land and ethnicity participate in the gift of the Spirit. A miracle of recognition transpires across boundaries of class, ethnicity, and religion. People joyfully communicate. It is as if they are intoxicated, as they are, but not with wine or alcohol. Look again at this passage in Acts later today. I am filled with wonder at what the inbreaking of the Spirit can do. Aren't you? As Farley indicates, it is so significant that the primary sign of the inspiration of the Spirit, the founding event of the new Christian community, is the ability to speak to and understand the diversity of God's people. How, my dear ones, how might we learn to understand one another and see and feel the absolute wonder and awe of the beauty of our diversity in our day? What will it take? As we struggle with ongoing crisis at our borders and see the mistreatment of immigrants and refugees, as well as patterns of racial and ethnic profiling, a dramatic rise in hate crimes and white supremacist acts of violence, we can turn to this scripture reading as a reminder that the fruit of the Spirit is understanding across human boundaries. The work and power of the Spirit within and around us opens us up to recognize the human faces of other peoples. And so the face of the Spirit in all those deemed the wretched of the earth, in all faces tortured by hatred and rage. As we dare to look beyond the confines of the church, the confines of our close family and friends and chosen communities, we see the Spirit is active in new visions of justice, mercy, and liberation. In the Black Lives Matter movement, the Women's March, Me Too, peaceful protesters using voice and feet to say no more hate and killing. The revived Poor People's Campaign and the work for environmental justice we witness in our day. The fierce love the spirit has for this troubled earth and our troubled humanity. Where many of us begin to grow discouraged, the spirit continually encourages, inspires new visions of hope. She demands we join in recognizing the sacredness in all human beings and in the beauty and fragility of creation. Social movements are never perfect. They never embody or achieve the kingdom God so desires for us. Nevertheless, newly energized social movements re-envision how we can cherish the world and cherish one another, delight in the beauty, and heal the hurts long waiting for God's vision and wonder given to us, to you and me, in the power of the Spirit. Spirit moves not only in the liberative stance of justice, but in all the ways we humans encounter the divine, says Father. Whenever we are encouraged to be joyful, to wonder, to embrace the awe of God's gifts of love, we are awakened to the delight in the flourishing of others. And the Spirit is burning within us and reaching forth from us in unfathomable, powerful love. I can see and feel those children right now running in and about us with the tongues of fire upon their heads, reminding us that God's gifts are always among us, lighting a fire of love and planting a depth of hope that through the power and presence of the Spirit can and will bring joy again. Wonder that connects us to one another and gathers us within the beautiful diversity of humanity God has fashioned for love. The tongue of fire has moved from our head to our hearts and becoming a burning flame of hope within us. Let it break forth, let it out. Let it break forth from us, my dear friends in Christ, and let us renew the face of the earth. Amen.